Bavmet Fi Yoshalmi, corresponding to Bavmet Fi Bavli, Daf Pe Aleph. We begin in the Yoshalmi on Daf Chav Zayin Amad Aleph, and the Mishnah at the bottom of the page, Hama'avir. Hama'avir Chavif Mimokom Lamokim, Nishbur, Ben Shem Echinam, Ben Shem Esacha, Yishava. If a person was moving a barrel from place to place and it broke, whether he was an unpaid or paid watchman, he has to make a Shavua in order to be exempt from paying. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Tamir ani im yichoyim ze vaze li shava. The Blazer says, I'm surprised that both of them are able to swear because they'll become exempt from payment, but a paid watchman is liable for theft and for loss, and breakage of the barrel is similar to them rather than being accidental. And an unpaid watchman would be liable for negligence, and he should have been more careful to prevent the breakage. So neither should be able to be exempt through making a shavua. And the Gemara now brings a brisa tani, Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Nechemya's kadar, Rabbi Nechemya was a potter. Masa kadui lebarnash, he gave over his pots to someone to move them from one place to another, tavrin, and through the negligence of the person, the pots were broken. Arim gulte, asa gabi abyosi bachanina, amale, ezel, amole, lemantelech bederch tovim. Rabbi Nechemya took the man's garment as payment. The man came to Abyosi bachanina and told him the story, and Abyosi told him, you can go and I'll tell you Rabbi Nechemya that he should follow the pasuk in Mishlei, in Perek Beis, in pasuk Chof, so you shall go in the way of good men. And even though, according to the letter of the law, the worker has to pay, Rabbi Nechemya should go beyond the letter of the law and waive the payment. Azal va'amale v'yav kulte. The worker went back to Rabbi Nechemya with a message, and Rabbi Nechemya returned him the garment. Amale yav lach igrich. Rabbi Yossi asked the worker if Rabbi Nechemya had paid him for his work. Amale loy. So he replied, no, he had not received payment. Amale zil va'amale va'ocha sadikim tishmo. Then Rabbi Yossi told the worker, if you've not been paid, go into Rabbi Nechemya and in order to fulfill the pasuk and keep the ways of the righteous, which is the end of that pasuk. So he went back to Rabbi Nechemya, who then gave him his wages. Hadnalah chaseiche esa umlin.